Hey, what's up? This is Chris Gray, and you're listening to the ZFM Sport Podcast.
ZFM Stereo. 24/7. ZFM Stereo.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise. Argentina, champions of the world, and a nation will.
Time for the biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
Max Verstappen, two-time world champion.
The biggest interview.
These are happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if there wasn't Venus. So thank you, Venus.
And all the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James, at the worst, is a top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that. This is blasphemous. Let you finish. I'll let you talk.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's ZFM Sport. Let's join the team for the biggest show in the world of sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
Oh, very good evening, Zimbabwe. It is ZFM Sport on a Monday after a weekend where our Warriors were in action. And we got a crackerjack review of that weekend, as well as watching along with you the game currently underway in Polokwane, where Lesotho is hosting Zimbabwe. Dikwena taking on the Warriors in the final Group C World Cup qualifier. In the studio with me, Chris Meadzi, and of course Sean Tafirinyika, who's our producer. 0772-168-045 is our number right here in the studio. Let's get into it, because Warriors coach Michael Nees calls for goals after a nil-all draw against Bafana Bafana as Zimbabwe kick off against Lesotho.
I mean, it was call more goals, that's for sure. I mean, we I think defensive-wise, we're quite stable, you know?
And Ghana became the latest African team to book their place at the FIFA World Cup.
Today, Ghana has qualified for the fifth time consecutively to the FIFA World Cup. And we are going! USA! USA! USA!
See. Yes, indeed. Also in the studio, of course, is Alois Bunjira. And we'll be talking you through the action coming out of Polokwane. But first, our power play. It's Manic Monday.
I listen to my radio. ZFM Stereo. The home front. Local sports news and analysis.
In the studio, 0772-168-045. That's 0772-168-045. We are currently watching that game along with you. It's the Warriors taking on Lesotho. Currently nil all, about 9 minutes played at the moment. Barry, how is it looking at the moment for someone who's not glued to their screen?
First 10 minutes, I think what we can say is it's even Stevens. A very scrappy affair. Hasn't quite settled down. Lots of start-stop. But you got to think to yourself that if you're looking at who's getting the better of the exchanges, I'd say Lesotho. Lesotho getting the better of the exchanges. But Zimbabwe, when we do have the ball, we're looking a lot more threatening.
And you know what happens when Zimbabwe's in play? No matter how much someone else has the ball, you never know how that game is going to end. Let's give you a local sports news roundup, starting off with some rugby news. The Zimbabwe Sevens rugby team fell short in the Safari Sevens, but their spirited performance earned them widespread respect and highlighted the nation's growing rugby pedigree after finishing fourth at the tournament held at Nyayo Stadium in Kenya over the weekend. Facing tournament favourites and defending champions Kenya Shuja in the semi-finals, Zimbabwe put up a valiant fight, but eventually went down 29-19. Let's get some news out of the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League. Scotland are now in the front running favourites to lift the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League title after Triangle United held reigning champion Simbabora to a goalless draw at Gibo yesterday. The result means that Scotland are now 3 points clear at the top of the table with 59 points, while Simbabora are second with 56 points. Things have turned, Sean. Things are looking a little bit different. I think all the games that Zimbabwe had in hand, they've played now. It's even Stevens in terms of the number of games played, but Scotland now front runners, and it's good. Those 3 points sounds like, oh, it's just 3 points, but we've got only a couple of games left in the season.
Yeah, ever since their exit from the CAF Champions League, they just haven't been able to pick themselves up from the floor, because against Twango United, that's the game that you expect them to win.
Absolutely.
Especially if they're gunning for the title once again, but now you find yourself 3 points back and the title is now in Scotland's hands, and that's not something that you want, where you want your destiny to sort of be in the hands of some other people. You always wanted to be in control, in your hands. So, two massive points dropped yesterday by Zimbabwe.
Let's finish on with some athletics news. Following the official launch of the Net One Alban Honde Valley International Marathon for 2025, which is scheduled for the 22nd of November, the event is primed to reach new heights. The marathon, which is in its third season, has grown bigger and has officially registered as an international event by World Athletics. It'll also serve as a qualifier for the Comrades Marathon in South Africa, and registration for the event has started. Thank goodness for us. The actual brain behind this marathon is in studio with us. Alois, Honde Valley Marathon, I think we've at least in the studio, started from it as a concept where you would talk about Honde Valley needs something.
Yes.
You've made this thing happen. It's in its third season now. Very exciting that it's now part of, it's now a qualifier for the Comrades Marathon in South Africa as well. Exciting times, but what else can we look forward to at the marathon? I saw a few things on social media in terms of activities, but this is becoming a proper attraction for Honde Valley.
Yeah, like we've said, we wanted it to be like a true sports tourism event, and we're making it that way, and we wanted it to be like a weekend festival in Honde Valley, which is what it is now. We've got your tours, you have to tour. A lot of people didn't know where Honde Valley is, and that it was the best, most beautiful place in Zimbabwe, and they now get to know the name now, but we want them to actually know the actual place. So we've organized tours for those that are coming early on Friday. There's a tour on Friday. Mm-hmm. You can go around Honde Valley, all over Honde Valley, basically in Nyanga. That is, then the marathon is actually on the Saturday, and the business exhibition. Then there's also the bash, you know, to make it a real festival. Then on the Sunday, there's another tour of Honde Valley as well. So it's actually a combo. You know, you get to participate in the marathon, but you also get to enjoy and have fun at the beach, and then you also get to tour on the valley as well.
So where can someone register for this event if they want to sign up?
They
need to sign up fast.
Yeah,
last
they have
time
to.
These things sold out.
Yes.
So if you want to sign up, you got to sign up fast.
Yeah, it sold out last year, and we had a lot of people that came knocking, and we had to make them run with the red bibs so that we knew exactly you're just running for fun. You're not getting any medals, so that by the time they arrive at the finishing point, the marshals would know that these ones are not getting medals. Yeah, so we want people to register fast, because once the number that we're expecting is reached, then we are closing.
That's it. So where can we register?
Just go to the Net One Alban Honde Valley Marathon Facebook page, even the group. There's a group and a page, and you can also go to Net One. Net One page, you find the registration link there, or else you just look for the flyer. There are numbers on the flyer where you can actually call for more information that you can register. But registration is very, very fast this time around, and we hope everybody, and even accommodation as well.
Absolutely.
You know, yes, accommodation as well. And we're happy that we now have a camping village.
I saw that.
Village Kids of Nyara. So, yeah, that one, the camping village takes as many as possible.
Oh,
so,
fantastic.
Yeah, they just bring in as many as possible, so we won't have a problem with accommodation. And the camping is also adventurous as well.
You know,
going out there, because the place that we are setting up the camp is actually like deep inside the Eastern Highlands tea plantations. So the tranquility and everything else, you'll be experiencing the true nature of Honde Valley at the camp.
That's the Net One Alban Honde Valley International Marathon 2025.
ZFM stereo is untouchable.
Oh, and Lesotho almost scored a goal just under the post. I don't know how they contrived to miss that one, but I was just about to say that in the last 5 minutes, Chris, the game has settled down, and Zimbabwe now getting the better of the exchanges, but unfortunately a bit of lapse in concentration from the set piece, and the Lesotho nearly scored there, but the ball went over the bar. Over the bar. but we're here to talk first about this. So it's 17 minutes played now, and it's currently Lesotho 0, Zimbabwe 0. It's even Stevens in the game out in Polokwane. Now, let's review the game that took place on Friday last week, where Warriors coach has challenged his Chargers to rise to the occasion and record their first win of the 2026 World Cup qualifiers campaign by scoring more goals as their final Group C qualifier has kicked off against Lesotho in at the Peter Mokaba Stadium in Polokwane. Let's hear from Michael Neese as he previewed this game.
I mean, it was score more goals, that's for sure. I mean, I think defensive-wise, we're quite stable, you know? When we have transition moments, maybe keeping the ball a little bit better, a little bit more determination in finishing, we can really work on that, and I think then it will also improve certain aspects in our game. But the basis of everything is mentality. There's no doubt. If you're not ready to give everything, if you're not ready to fight, if you, for example, you get this yellow card and you're not ready to go the extra mile, you can train what you want. You will then not get the result you really aspire. See.
The voice there of Michael Nee saying that we need to score more goals. Well, the team that has been tasked to score more goals looks like this. Elvis Chipezeze in goal, Jordan Zemura, Brendan Galloway, Gerald Taquara, and Emmanuel Jalai are your back four. And then the team is concluded by Yona Fabish, Bill Antonio, Walter Musona, Prince Dube, Tawanda Chirewa, and Marshall Manetsi, who is the captain of the side. And of course, Daniel Msendami has been called into the squad because of Tawanda Mashanise, who is unavailable for selection. Currently, 19 minutes played. It's Dikwena or Lesotho 0, Zimbabwe Warriors 0 out at the new Peter Mokaba Stadium. Let's go back to Friday night, Alois, and your general assessment of that point that we gained against South Africa.
Yeah, I thought the guys did well. You know, if we were still in contention, we could have just said that was a valuable point. But it wasn't really valuable to us. We dented, you know, South African chances of going to the World Cup. But I know that the vindictive ones from Zimbabwe were like, yes, you know, a lot of Zimbabweans actually, yeah. you know, with the xenophobic issues in South Africa and what has been happening. A lot of people, they just don't like South Africa. But this rivalry started a long time ago, you know. So it carries on. Zimbabweans, they just don't want to be second to South Africa. So we were happy. A lot of Zimbabweans were happy with that draw, though it was not taking us anywhere. But I think the guys acquitted themselves very well. Yeah. You know, defensively, that is. Offensively, we still struggle. Mm. We don't create as many chances as we should. And we just don't have that counseling. We used to have knowledge. We don't have that knowledge anymore. So we never prepared for the time that we were going to lose knowledge. And now the knowledge that we have now, Tawanda Mutale is number 10. Yeah. You know, yeah. the assassin, the silent assassin, the smiling assassin that we had in knowledge zone is long gone, and we didn't prepare for this time.
You know? I want to disagree with Alois a little bit. Okay. I don't think we played well. I think we were extremely fortunate. I think throughout that game,
probably, yeah.
The team that played well was South Africa. I think South Africa Africa to a T did absolutely everything correct in
that
game.
They just couldn't score.
They just could not score. And there were opportunities where I think they hit the post twice, three, four times.
And we defended with our lives.
We defended with our lives. We almost broke our backs defending. And there was so much.
A bit of African science.
I think, to be honest, I don't believe in African science. But in this game, you can take a look and say, you know what? There was a bit of chemical engineering.
Probably there was some engineering.
There was special projects that took place, because it doesn't make sense how South Africa failed to score repeatedly from multiple players, and just their incision, the amount of pressure that we were under throughout that game was absolutely intense. And South Africa failing to score, for me, I don't think is necessarily sheer dumb luck on our part. I don't think we necessarily.
But we did. At least defend it. You know,
luck.
You know that.
There was a lot of luck involved.
You know that goal line clearing.
Yes, exactly.
You know, and all that. Yeah,
Jalai
and
diving to
the shot. Don't defending
it.
I agree with you. We were completely outshot. The result is flattering.
Would you say the result is as a result of what was as a result of what Zimbabwe got right, or what South Africa got wrong?
No.
And if so, tell us what it was.
This definitely what South Africa got wrong.
What did South Africa get wrong?
They were not clinical enough.
Okay.
They had so many opportunities and they were not clinical enough. And I think as the game state wore on, they got to a point where they were also not feeling the pressure that they've had so many chances, they've spurned them, and now they were starting to rush things and being impatient and playing into the hands of Zimbabwe. What I wanted to ask, though, is that is there any mitigation that we played most of the match with 10 men?
No. because
it was not most of
the it was like the last 20.
And
further to that, when you receive two silly yellow cards, like Knowledge did, the second one, fine. It was he was trying to challenge for the ball. But the first one, where it seems like he kicked the second ball into play. That's a stupid yellow card to get. So there's nothing tactical, nothing that chikai. We weren't under any danger. So I think it was more petulance than anything.
My biggest gripe, though, was an example of what we're seeing right now, right? So goal kick, we kick it, right?
We were not starting
play from the back, number one, from the goalkeeper. And every time we seem to have had clearances, we were always, it's not a clearance to try find a pass.
Mm-hmm.
So we were not able to retain the ball. I don't think we counted.
But we didn't want the ball.
Five passes.
No,
but even if we don't want the ball, there should be a time where we are able to put our foot on the ball just a little bit and pass it at the back.
But we
couldn't keep position.
But you see the game plan, guys,
and the game plan was clear. The game plan was that we sit back, we sit in a low block, okay? We start engagement at the mid block.
And then we
try to capitalize on any mistakes that they make in the incision phase, because they can try and play faster. Once we get that ball, let's try and look for an out ball at any one of our flanks.
The challenge
was we weren't playing with typical wingers, so our fullbacks had to try and bomb on quickly. So we were aiming for the corners where there wasn't anyone there. So it looked like we were clearing the ball, but we weren't getting a pass. That was the game plan.
That mitigation,
and it didn't work.
That was aimless. Those were aimless clearances. We were not picking the flanks or anything. Those were aimless clearances. You see, like the ball that was just hit by Arubi just now. That's an aimless ball. Mm. It's a goalkeeper that is just hitting a flying saucer up the field. Exactly. I was just thinking, guys. We are starved of entertainment from the Zimbabwe national team, guys. Yeah. Do you remember, Barry? Let's go back to the time when these boys, Kama and Knowledge, were just coming Willard Katsande and them. Do you remember the South Africa we beat at Rufaro Stadium?
Yes, yes.
Do you remember the Cameroon we beat at Rufaro Stadium?
Yes.
Kuruma Neruso.
Yeah.
We are AstroTurf.
Yes, yeah.
We were entertained.
Even when we lost to Mali.
Even when we lost to Mali.
We played some pretty sweet stuff.
That was football. Yeah. You know, you would go to the game to get entertained.
Yeah.
yesterday's game and the rest of the World Cup qualifiers, we were just sitting there and just watching the ball flying all over the place. How did we get here? How did you get here?
It's the game plan of the coach. That's the basics. It's not players go out onto a field and then do what they want. No, you go out there and you work according to the game plan.
On some level, Barry, I understand what you're saying, but on some level, even 2015 Burnley and Sunderland now can stitch two or three passes together, five passes together. You can count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, when they have the ball, when they are in control.
No, hold on, guys. But remember, it's not that you are necessarily being pressed that causes you to rush what you're doing and fail to do it.
Yes.
Sometimes it's just the setup and shape of your opposition, because if they block your passing lanes, you don't have anything that you can do with the ball. That's why you get players wanting to then run with the ball, and you had a lot of that. You had Jordan Zamora when he got it. You had Marsha Munetsi when he got it. Tawanda Chiriwa when he got it. What did they do? They all tried to run with it. Why? Because the passing lanes
were so that comes from, it's also a coaching point.
Yes.
That comes from lack of movement.
Yes.
Because even if the opposition is standing, you need to make your movement. You have to pull them.
Opposition
off the
position. Agreed. But your legs are
our movement. It's the movement. It's the way the players move. Remember, I spoke about it when we were playing somewhere in Morocco. That the movement of the midfielders.
When we were starting.
When the defenders got the ball, everyone is just standing, waiting for the ball to be clipped forward. How do you shake them, the opposition, off their position when you're not moving yourself?
What's even more concerning
is that
if that is the game plan, if now we're saying, okay, that's the prototypical way we are always going to play, that's how we're going to play at AFCON, because we've got South Africa in our group.
That's how we're
going to
play at AFCON.
So we are sitting duck, essentially. We are not going to survive like we did that match on Friday. Any other day, that match on Friday night, we should have lost the 3 goals.
Egypt?
We are not going to survive. We are not going to survive at AFCON if we play that kind of football.
Okay,
we set up in a low block, we can't retain the ball.
Let's not forget, Chris, that we created a couple of opportunities towards the end. Fine, it could have ended 4-2 if they had taken their opportunities as well. But we did fashion out chances where we could have actually won the game.
Absolutely, we did. And we don't take anything away from that. I think what we just expect as the fans of the Warriors is, I think, for us to be a little more on the front foot and a little more in charge of our destinies. I think the way we've been playing so far, we're almost just waiting for a lucky break and for something to happen. And it's extremely reactionary. Like Alois is saying, we're dead-footed almost. So it doesn't necessarily work, especially like Sean is saying, as we go into a tournament. And I think had we been at a different phase of the year and we had a bit more time, I don't see a situation where we'd have retained the current situation in terms of our technical setup.
Diplomatically put.
you see where we are right now. It's so difficult to actually think that it's not a go for a good.
Yes.
But a chance, you know, so go where. In the social soccer, no social team here, they go Golden Eagles. We can play against Bafana. We will get, you know. So we cannot say,
Okay, and if you're watching the game along with us, the Lesotho game, I just want you to take note of something in particular. And the distances between the Zimbabwe players when we have the ball. You are looking at 10 and plus meters.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get a passing game out of that setup. So that's coaching.
That's how we play, guys.
The movement. Perfect. This is why I wanted to ask you this question. So based on how we're playing and based on that performance on Friday, do you realistically think that we can now achieve our target of advancing from the group phase at this year's Africa Cup of Nations?
I'm going to say Yes.
Ah,
never mind what I
said. You see, Barry, you know, when I watch football, I want to see when someone is in possession. You want to see someone running rings over, and you pass off. The one that passes the ball, that's the indicator, Yago, Barry. When you see the one that is passing the ball, not making a movement to get it back,
right,
then you know there's a coaching problem.
Right.
Because when I hit the ball to Christine, I must change my position,
yes,
to go to another angle so
and
that I can
create a passing option.
Another passing option. Now, if I pass and talk with Christine,
so how do we advance? You need to elaborate your answer.
Okay. You walked out of the studio, and thanks for coming back. Okay. But I think that we will advance on the basis that Michael Nees has worked doggedly about our defensive solidity. So what you've got is our defensive setup is formidable. Okay,
but let's
not forget that we're playing a team that's right up there, third best in Africa. Okay,
we're gonna play teams that are right up there.
We're playing South Africa, okay?
We're playing South Africa, Egypt. We're playing Egypt, right. We're playing Angola.
So
do you know the players that are playing for Egypt? Do you want me to rattle the names? You want me to rattle the names? Up front, we're going to be Egypt.
Salak right, Trezeguet left.
Imagine.
So I think we're defensively solid. What I think we need is a little bit more in-game management, insofar as I don't think Tawanda Chiriwa should have been extracted from the game. I think
Kama
Billy acknowledge Musona were not giving us anything in terms of ball retention, circulation, rotation. One of them should have been removed. So I think our in-game management is a challenge.
I would agree with that.
The game plan as a whole, I think we didn't have any other option, guys. We were playing a South Africa that was hurt, hungry, ready to come for us. We had to just sit in and grit our teeth and bear
and twiddle our thumbs
and defend for our lives. And that's exactly what we did. We just needed an outball, and I don't think Michael Nees worked on that aspect of the game plan. If there's anything he needs to work on, is to ensure that he gets the right team out onto the pitch. If you play like that, you need to have a Bill Antonio on the field. You need to have a Mashinisi on the field. Look at how he troubled Mbokazi he came on the field. You need
to have
the outlets that can transition quickly. And that's why we're dominating in this game. Not only that Lesotho is
lower
possibly
opposition.
Our level.
Yeah,
okay?
And our level.
But we're dominating this game because we've got outlets. We've got Bill Antonio who can bomb on. We've got Tawanda Chiriwa on the other side. We are stretching them. We didn't stretch South Africa at all.
I wonder if anyone agrees with you, if you know
that we have got in here in the ZFM stereo studio, you know that. Those players were also there against South Africa. They were sitting on the bench.
They were.
We had the players.
That's what I'm saying. He needs to get it right. That's all I'm going
to
say.
You know, yeah, it takes a lot to realize that these players can do a better job for me. But it comes from good coaching as well.
So someone has distilled what we're discussing and said, from what you guys are saying, in two words, Hatina coach. Okay, and then you go on. There's another one.
I had a conversation with that other day.
There's another one that has come through that says, this coach doesn't have a plan. Local coaches are letting us down because they should be the ones coaching our team. We're not changing our coach, guys. So don't look forward to that. We should be using our young wingers, Bill Antonio, Chirewa, Mashinisi, for fast foot. That's what we're trying to say, that we didn't have an outlet. This one says, Arubi, Aingorova, do each time he gets the ball. I hope I use the correct sound.
But I can buy this team, this generation. No matter that's not with a Benzi, Malawi. I can't buy any team. 80 somewhere.
Yeah, we would.
There's no buyers of Malawi, baby.
You think so?
Yes.
Yeah.
Then no matter what buyers of Malawi, baby. They are going to have a number. Tambe, tambe, chichi. Receptive.
Yes.
Open up to these boys. If he had quickly opened up to these boys, incorporated them, and get them involved, we could be somewhere.
But
right
the danger was that Norman had a short run assignment. He was told, take the team to Malawi, play in that tournament, and come back. That was it. So for me, what he did was he put together a short-term goal. Had Norman been given the substantive job, I think he would have reacted differently to what
I don't know. Maybe.
Good evening here to you, the best sports team in the country. Do we have friendly matches lined up before the AFCON? If not, despite Andy not having a team, we surely need that guy to give knowledge that free role to go forward at the expense of Nakamba or Kama. I'm sure we'll be good to go. All in all, the guys defended well last Friday. Jay, I agree. They defended well. And Lino Mota is missing in that team, guys.
Agreed.
Surely
we must
admit that Andy's a big miss.
Yeah, we miss him. I think it's really visible just in terms of creativity, like you're saying. Creating that outlet, very important, and unfortunately that's an element that we didn't have, and it I think it contributes greatly to how flat we look in terms of just having players who are able to fashion out those chances, which we don't have, and we end up looking like, you know, we're just waiting for life to happen to us on the field.
Yeah, and unfortunately without Andy we're losing a big constituency of female fans for our Warriors. So
oh my gosh,
big time. We need him quickly back into that squad. Group C looks like this. Benin is top of the league with 17 points. We haven't even discussed, guys, how exciting this group potentially could end. Okay?
For whom?
Sean, let's talk very quickly.
Yeah.
Benin is on top, sitting on 17 points. South Africa in second on 15 points, and Nigeria's in third on 14. All three teams could qualify. Sean, this is a photo.
Where's the game between Nigeria and Benin?
Nigeria.
So I think South Africa have the upper hand because they're playing Rwanda. Mm-hmm. So I would say for them, they just need to get the job done and win that match.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
they mustn't hit the post.
With Nigeria now knowing that Ghana has qualified, they are playing at home, yes, and they need a 5-goal or 3-goal swing?
They just need to win first, okay? Because if they win against Benin, they can then start looking at South Africa's results.
Because there's also that playoff spot that's potentially on the line as well. They can finish second in their group. So,
win first.
Yeah, so it's definitely...
They need a 2-goal swing on Benin.
Yeah.
You see? So
if they win by 3 clear goals, already they're top of the group, waiting for the result that's going to come out of South Africa.
Okay, I think both of them are playing at 6 p.m. tomorrow.
I think this gives South Africa a big, big advantage.
Yeah.
I see South Africa going to the World Cup.
I hope so, for our brothers and sisters.
I really want Nigeria to go through.
I thought they'd be like Zimbabwe, there was no need for you guys to play that like that.
But honestly, this actually gives South Africa a big, big advantage, because Nigeria, they want to win at all costs. South Africa, they can beat Rwanda, guys. They can beat Rwanda. So it's now dependent on the result of the Nigeria Benin game. But I think that Nigeria will win that one. And even by that 2-goal swing, they can actually get it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I actually see Benin actually coming out at number 3 here.
It could be.
From top position to third.
It's very possible. But it's not going to matter. All that matters is qualifying for the World Cup. So I think everyone's going to go.
And I'm actually thinking when Nigeria reflect on not finishing top of this group, a result that is going to haunt them is
the draw with Zimbabwe.
Yeah,
same as South Africa. That's going to haunt them as well. All right, let's take you around the world.
So we banana skin
with Chris.
From the front of the grid to the back of the net, it's ZFM Sport. Around the world in 60 seconds. International sports news.
Take off in Visa Cup. Visca Putnam. Thanks, Sean, for putting that incredible word in the script, where Elissa Healy produced a sensational century as Australia registered the highest run chase in women's ODI history, chasing 330 runs against co-host India to win by 3 wickets at the Cricket Women's World Cup. In Yokohama, Xander Schauffele recorded his 10th PGA Tour victory with a one-stroke win over Max Grazeman at the Bay Current Classic. In Shanghai, in sports, family fairy tale, world number 204. Valentin Vacherot beat his cousin Arthur Rishnakosh to win the Shanghai Masters 4-6, 6-3, 6-3 to become the lowest ranked champion in the history of ATP 1000 events. And you're wondering how they're cousins. So their mothers are actually sisters. So literally family affair towards the end there. And we touch down in Wuhan, where Coco Gauff says her victory at the Wuhan Open boosted her confidence after disappointing run of results as the American prepares to defend her title at the season-ending WTA Finals in Riyadh next month.
Ready for summer? Oh yeah, we are too. I got
CFM Stereo is untouchable. Fan Zone. Get in touch with the team and have your say your way.
Operator.
All right, there's been an injury-inspired substitution. Gerald Tokwara has had to make way on the field. We'll let you know just now who came on in his place. But he is now sat on the bench. There are 42 minutes played in this game. It's currently 0-0. Lesotho has had about three shots on target that I've seen so far.
Well, he looks like he's running back on.
He's running back on. Oh, okay. He was just getting some medical attention, but it looked like...
But there was a ball that whacked him in the head. I'm actually surprised how he has passed the head assessment.
Perhaps they didn't do one and felt they didn't need to do one. But yeah, he's... In fact, he was muttering to himself quite a bit.
Because it was a close whack from the ball.
Was that Tim Talk?
And...
The lady from Blue Cheese. I've forgotten her name. She's good. She does a good job. All right, let's read your messages. Following our draw, SA right now must feel like that scene in Training Day. Oh, you mother lovers, I'm putting cases on all of you witches. I remember that. Mo in Belfast, brilliant. I remember that scene.
King Kong ain't got nothing on me.
Yeah, brother. That's brilliant. Exactly.
Takwara's on the floor again.
Takwara's on the floor. He's not having a good time with it.
I think they need to call it. It looks like someone who's concussed.
Dazed, yeah. Yeah, he looks concussed.
Like I said, he was muttering to himself. So.
Nah, he should go. He should go.
Yeah, and.
Oh,
landed
in his head as well.
Yeah, again, his head is heavy. It's not small either, so...
And he's arguing about it as well.
Yeah, no, he's lots of muttering, I tell you what. He's not having a good time of it at all. All right. Fabish should eventually replace Nakamba in the team. What is happening to Shim Meuka? He could make an immediate impact on this team. Well, I think he's holding out for an England call for now. So it could be some time before
maybe in 5 years' time or so.
Type thing, yeah. Unless we... And in truth, we should have dangled the carrots of the AFCON already. And that might have been an opportunity for us to...
Guesses come on for... I've got what's his name? For Murira. For Takwara.
For Takwara is God knows Murira comes on in the 45th minute. We are going to be getting into referee's optional time. So what are your thoughts on Fabish replacing Nakamba ultimately?
I Go ahead, Alois. Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
So far in this game, he's done okay, but I'm also just taking a look at the opposition, and I just don't think he's been tested yet. I don't know how he would hold up against sterner opposition. And that's my only concern, that we haven't really played him in the high-intensity games, and it looks like he's been primed to be possibly that backup holding midfielder. So I'm not sure there.
So I look at a world where we have the likes of Tanaka Chandirwa, the likes of Abubakar Moffat, and a world where we've got Prosper Badera, all of whom I put before Yona Fabish. I would be at pains to see that happen. But then again, we still got Andiru Nomota, who can come into that position. Mm. And we've seen when Andiru Nomota and Marshall Munetsi are in that midfield with whomever is in front of them, we look a lot more dynamic. We look a lot more forward-looking. So I think Fabish has got time to prove himself, certainly to me.
Yeah, you'll grow, but I don't know how far and how he's going to develop. I don't know. But like you said, I still think that those players that you mentioned, I think they're good. You know, I might be biased towards Tanaka Chandirwa because I watched him almost on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
I think Chandirwa can actually be the best holding midfielder we have if we have a good coach that can actually make him play the way he should play. Because at the moment, you know, he has got so much energy, he moves all over the place, but you can actually feel that he is so talented that he just needs guidance.
Yes.
He needs good guidance.
To manage his movement.
To manage, exactly.
To manage the moment. Because sometimes he springs forward when he's not supposed to.
He has got so much ability.
Yeah.
He has got so much ability. Whether he's marking, whether he's going for 50-50, he goes in 100%. When he has the ball, he does the correct thing. He's technically sound. He has got everything. What also lacks, I think, for us, just like any other Zimbabwean footballer, diet. Diet. He just needs a dietitian to actually tell him what to eat, what not, so that he can actually build his body a little bit.
He just needs a burger or three, man.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
burger or three.
Thank you, Mr. Dietitian. I'll tell him about the burgers.
But to be honest, he needs that. Yeah.
He needs, in that position also, he needs. But it's the same thing around Zimbabwean football. I think Dr. Nick Munyonga mentioned that a lot of times. We don't take care of our diet in Zimbabwe. We don't really get our players to actually develop their bodies so that they can actually be operating at their maximum ability or potential.
Right. Let's read your message. It's Toby Palek Chiverapo. Hi, the best sportscasting team in the nation, if not in the world. Hugo Bruce Aitauri Saachiti, Zimbabwe has nothing to offer. Manje Wagajga Humble Pie. He forgot Kuti football is played on the grass. On knees, I think he is not the right man for the Warriors dugout. Thank you, Toby, for that. But Nies is the same one who got the result. So what do we say?
Yeah.
Hongo, we drew versus South Africa. But Borara Nies, Andiruruone Mbarumi. Arena kana plan. That's why we are not scoring. All right. Thanks for that message. And for getting in touch. All right. Let's read a couple more of your messages before we give you a few updates. A very good evening's best sports team in the nation. ZFM Sport, My Sport, Your Sport, Best Sports Voices, Barry, Mike, Alois, Chris, and Sean. Koma Warriors, Agaita say we agreed kutitingo power Bafana Bafana 3 points.
Hakuna.
What happened?
We don't do that here.
Do you agree with?
We don't do that here.
You should have shown us the agreement, brother. Hi, ZFM team. What kind of team play does Nice use? Defensive, it draws, or what system? It's so confusing. It's Brian here. Brian, so I think we as a nation now play horses for courses. So what that means is that we look at the opposition and we come up with a match plan that
just stop them from scoring.
That's about accurate.
And in other words, Chutamba Rese Rese.
No.
Yes.
Yes. Exactly, this is exactly what we're saying.
That's exactly what horses for courses mean.
No. He comes up with a match plan that works for the particular opposition.
Yes, so, that means Chutamba Yukurira Musiwo, which is Rese Rese.
Right.
But I don't know. I don't know.
That's Joshua Nyauchi in Chitungwiza. Chambunza, we'll ask him that question.
But Nakamba was not bad.
In Nakamba,
you see, people don't... You see, he has got so much positional sense. People don't realize that. I'm going to say Ezrom Nyandoro. Ezrom Nyandoro, I'm going to play a game. I took 4 or 5 touches yet.
Yeah.
But his positional sense... They're going to say, I'm going to play a
so,
but you are going to turn. But you mean we not only tender and we not only end up on the wrong side because he sticks to his position.
So I'd accept that, but what I'll then do is I'll assess those 4 touches and what happened to the ball.
Yeah.
And in this last game, Nakamba didn't give us enough with the ball. It was lateral, it was backwards.
You know that even at Aston Villa, that's what he has been.
And that's a problem for us, especially for a transition team that's sitting low in a block.
Are we a transition team, by the way?
We are. In my humble opinion, we are blend of Sean Dyche's Burnley and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's Manchester.
Are you saying we should?
Sean Dyche's ears are burning today.
Or we are. We should be, or we are.
From what I see, we are.
But are we doing it?
Yes. We're
just kicking the ball.
We are, but we are like a low quality version of like a Burnley.
Yeah,
a Sheer version.
Like a Man United. And I wanted to ask you this halftime.
How many transitions have you seen in the last 5 games? How many transitions?
Halftime gone. Goalless at the break against Lesotho.
Yeah.
45 minutes.
Yeah.
We haven't created any good clear-cut chances?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you concerned?
No, we're preparing for AFCON. I'm gonna see what the coach cooks. Let him do his chefism in the dressing room.
Have as much faith in Michael Meese as you did when he first stepped into the job?
I didn't have faith in Michael Meese when he stepped into the job.
Uh-huh.
I was willing to give him a chance and just see what he could deliver. He gave us a qualification.
Mm-hmm.
And I say thumbs up to him. I'm yet to see his imprint that has improved our boys or improved the team. I'm yet to see that. The reason why I didn't necessarily have all my bets on Michael Meese was because I was hoping that we would appoint the Spaniard.
We all wanted the Spaniard.
When they published the shortlist or the shortlist leaked or whatever happened, I was hoping that we would appoint the Spaniard. Number one, I love young coaches. Look at what's happening at Hunters FC. Hunters are on top of the league in the Eastern region. Young coach, progressive ideas. Let's go. Look at the Premier League. Young coaches. You got Joe Lupata, you got Tundirai Ndiraya. We may not like the way Tundirai Ndiraya plays, but he's got a way. Young coach, he's progressive. I prefer youth because it gives us a little bit more. Julian Nagelsmann is doing phenomenal things out there. On a slot at Liverpool, another young manager. So let's go younger was what was my cry. And that's the only reason.
Yeah, I also thought we could have. You know, especially now. Now it's like, now, you know.
Spaniard was number one.
Yeah.
But I think we just, and it's not just us, I think Brazil as well, prefers a little bit of grey on someone's head for them to appoint them for that job.
We're
the Brazil of Africa when it comes to
selection of coaches.
Yeah, national team coaches.
Yeah, so we could have gone younger. Anyway, let's give you a quick update as to what's happening in the rest of the qualifiers.
your hit music station. My station. Your station. It's everybody's station. ZFM Stereo. The beating drum. The roaring fans. Take a ride on the wild side with the Africa Report on ZFM Sport.
So in World Cup qualifiers, Africa, that is Ghana, have become the latest African team to book their place at the 2026 FIFA World Cup after they defeated Comores 1-0 in a Group I qualifier played at Accra Stadium last night. Ghana has qualified, Chris. Nigeria is smarting from that and saying, ah!
Now they've got to
do something tomorrow.
There's more pressure.
Ghana failed to qualify for AFCON. Everyone was saying fire Otto Addo, but they kept faith with him.
With their coach,
and
yeah.
Now the team is pulling up trees.
Yeah, and you know what? I think qualifying for the World Cup, it's going to suck, I think, not being at AFCON for them. But I think qualifying for the World Cup is such a big cherry as well. And I think they're going to be relishing that. And
they'll say AFCON must most.
It's okay. We'll miss out on AFCON, but we'll get ready for the World Cup.
100%. This afternoon's key results. In fact, let's give you the matches. Which are on right now. Cape Verde is taking on Eswatini, Mauritius versus Libya. Cameroon is taking on Angola. We'll have a full roundup of the decisions that are made today on tomorrow's show as we take you through what will be happening in Group C, which is our group, as those three teams that have an opportunity of qualifying try to do so. South Africa, no doubt, will be doing their best to qualify for the World Cup. European World Cup qualifies Memphis Depay. He extended his Netherlands scoring record as they cruise to an easy 4-0 win over Finland in their World Cup qualifier to move a step closer to booking a berth at next year's showpiece. The Dutch, I've always had a soft spot for the Dutch. They've always underachieved. This group under Ronald Koeman has got to do something and do something significant.
Yeah, I think they're looking good. They're looking good even their passing, their entries into the box. They create chances and they are very nippy forward. They've got very good forwards. And I'm impressed with Kaká.
Yeah,
he's looking sharper with the Holland than with Liverpool, to be honest. Mm. Yeah, with Holland, he's...
Xavi Simon, he's looking phenomenal.
So they've got a good team, and I'm sure at the World Cup, they are going to give it a go.
They certainly are. More results of the weekend's key European World Cup qualifiers. France 3-0 winners over Azerbaijan. Germany 4-0 winners over Luxembourg, although the first 20 minutes were a bit hairy. Portugal 1-0 winners over Ireland. Spain 2-0 winners over Georgia. Tonight's key European World Cup qualifiers: Northern Ireland takes on Germany, Slovenia versus Switzerland, Iceland versus France, and Wales will be taking on Belgium. Your international friend is Lionel Messi has returned to training with Argentina after being released to play in Inter Miami's MLS game against Atlanta.
Would you want to say Atalanta?
I was about to go to Serie A. Atlanta on Saturday. The 38-year-old was called up by manager Lionel Scaloni for the country's match against Venezuela and Puerto Rico, but the captain was not in the squad for the 1-0 win over Venezuela on Friday at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, with Scaloni revealing he made the decision to leave Messi out of the roster. The 8-time Ballon d'Or winner is in line to feature again at Chase Stadium before Argentina against Puerto Rico tomorrow after returning to the national team. Results from the weekend: notable international friendlies. USA and Ecuador played out a 1-1 draw. Colombia too strong for Mexico, 4-0 winners they ran up. And Korea Republic put to the sword by Brazil, 5-0. Carlo Ancelotti, is he cooking? He's still putting a question mark at the end of that sentence. We've got to go. We're back tomorrow and we'll let you know how that all goes. Remember, it's halftime. Lesotho versus Zimbabwe. Scoreline 0-0. May God richly bless you. That's my story. And I'm sticking to it. Manande, out.
Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise.
The biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
The biggest interviews.
These are happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if it wasn't Venus. So thank you, Venus.
And all the analysis.
analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James, at the worst, is a top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that. It's just blasphemous.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's CFM Sport on CFM Stereo. My station, your station.
Hi, this is Mike Madudan. You can catch me and the team for all the latest breaking news out of the world of sport, local as well as international, on your favorite station, my station, your station, ZFM. We are Z Team on ZFM Sport.
Z.